I'm really pleased. I'm just excited for the season ahead now. It's just it's going to be a lot of hard work, but I know the hard work don't stop. It's not the finished article, so to speak, but yeah, I'm excited for the hard work ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you had a fantastic season, didn't you, last term? First of all with Braintree and then the U. So this, I guess, is kind of a reward, really, for everything you put in last year.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a certain amount of trust as well that they've rewarded me with this contract, and now I don't know, make sure I know that the hard work doesn't stop. But yeah, you're right. I was pleased with my season last year to get 49 games in the end and come back, obviously. But yeah, no, I'm pleased with last season.
Yeah, and then you came back, of course, and got your first spell of sort of prolonged league football. How did you find that? Was it much different to what you'd experienced previously?
Yeah, it was slightly different because it was my first run of games in League Two. I mean, three at the back of the season before wasn't really enough to sort of gauge what the league was about. And I watched a lot of League Two football on the bench and obviously trained with the players. But it's completely different playing week in, week out in League Two, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
You talked a bit about trust earlier on, and Sean Derry showed that, hasn't he, in you, in spades, really, because I think as soon as he realised there was a chance of getting you back at the U's, he jumped to that opportunity. And that must be great for you to have that level of faith from your manager.
Yeah, it does. It speaks volumes of the amount of trust he's got in me, and I keep saying it, but I'm so keen to repay him. He fought really hard to get me back from my loan, and yeah, like I say, the hard work doesn't stop now. We need to push on and make sure we have an even better season than we did last year.
And you mentioned earlier on how you finished the season strongly personally and collectively you did as well. Just missed out, didn't you, on the playoffs after an excellent run. Do you think you can start next season as you finish this one?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we were all extremely disappointed just to miss out, and for the team that we were chasing to go up as well, that definitely left a bit of taste in my mouth, at least anyway, when I was away watching the playoff final. But yeah, we just need to it come together next year and work really hard and see where it takes us.
Yeah, can you use that pain, do you think, and that frustration to good effect next year? Because, of course, it was Wimbledon, the team that did just sneak in there ahead of you, that ended up getting promotion.
Exactly, yeah, and Wimbledon going up was definitely did leave a bit of taste in our mouths. And yeah, as well as that, Barnsley as well. They were bottom of League One, and they got promoted as well. So we had a chance to finish the season strong, and just missed out, unfortunately. But yeah, it is an opportunity to use that pain to drive us on.
Yeah, and you've been at the Abbey now actually quite a long time, haven't you? Since 2012. I know you've spent loan spells out and about, but you're quite well placed to see the progress firsthand, aren't you? You've seen where the club have come from the non-league ranks now into an established League Two sort of operation again. How impressed have you been with the way that the club have done that and where you are now as opposed to where you were when you first joined, Will?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the club go through an excellent transition. And that's testament to the hard work that Jez puts in behind the scenes, and he works closely with Dave Doggett, and yeah, they're a couple of workaholics, and it's shown off the pitch, like the stadium, with the stadium redevelopment and the new training ground facilities, and just with the progress we've made on the pitch as well. It's testament to their work, and they should be applauded for that.